India's Defense Minister George Fernandez resigned today, the latest and highest-ranking victim of a sensational bribery scandal. Allegations that politicians, bureaucrats, and army officials took money from journalists posing as arms merchants have shaken the government of Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee. The opposition is calling on the government to relinquish power. NPR's Michael Sullivan reports from New Delhi.
Parliamentary proceedings were disrupted for the second straight day today, after the session erupted into a shouting match between supporters of the government and opposition members demanding the BJP step down. Afterwards, several dozen lawmakers continued hurling abuse at each other on the steps of Parliament, and police had to form a line between them to keep the two sides apart. The uproar began late Tuesday when the Indian online news service Tehelka.com produced videotape showing government officials allegedly taking bribes from Tehelka journalists posing as arms dealers. Tehelka means sensation in Hindi, and the allegations have certainly caused one.
Small gift for the New Year party.
The first casualty was the BJP party president, Bangaru Lakshman, who resigned on Tuesday after this video showed him accepting a large stack of 100 rupee notes from the journalists and stuffing the money in a drawer. Lakshman says he is innocent. He admits taking the money, roughly $2,200 U.S., but says the men offered it as a contribution to the party and made no mention of an arms deal. Hours of videotape show several senior bureaucrats, army procurement officers, and politicians allegedly accepting bribes in return for helping the traders land a contract to supply the army with thermal imaging cameras. The Defense Ministry suspended four officials for their alleged involvement in the affair. And today, the scandal claimed its highest-profile victim yet, with the resignation of Defense Minister George Fernandez. Indians are no strangers to corruption scandals, or arms scandals for that matter. The Bofors case in the 1980s helped bring down the government of then-Prime Minister Rajiv Gandhi. But, says the Center for Policy Research's Pram Chopra, this case is different.
It is not that money changing hands in defense purchases is unusual. It is not. It is not that money is taken by political parties for party purposes. It has been very often. What is new is that while everyone could suspect with some justification that politicians are corruptible, what surprises me, and I guess others as well, is how gullible they are.
Gullible, he says, because no one allegedly involved in the scandal bothered to check the credentials of the so-called arms dealers or whether their company, West End International, even existed. Despite the opposition's call for the government to step down, few analysts here say that will happen. The Vajpayee government enjoys a comfortable majority in Parliament, and its coalition partners have, with only one exception, closed ranks behind the Prime Minister and his pledge to conduct a full investigation. While the government will probably last, the fate of the defense minister, George Fernandez, is less certain. Several leading dailies carried editorials today stating that Fernandez, while not directly involved in the scandal, should take responsibility for it. As the Times of India put it, he ran a ministry that proved at every level to be vulnerable to monetary inducements. So far, Prime Minister Vajpayee has resisted such calls, but he may yet jettison the defense minister if it helps restore the government's and his party's credibility. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, New Delhi.